Welcome to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Liz Lyon. I sometimes find myself humming music that's been stuck in my head for hours. Have you ever had that happen? Those earwigs that just don't go away? There's a few reasons why music can stick in your head. It could be the emotion you felt while listening to it, the words, or in a lot of cases, it's that melody. Melody is the most basic element of music other than rhythm, and it's the most easily recognizable portion of the piece of music, and that's because it's easiest to hear and to remember. Like this famous melody. This is known as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, or the Alphabet Song. It was originally a French melody that words were added to much later. Recognizing the melody is the first step in learning music, and it can make the whole experience that much more fun, especially if you hum along. Maybe you recognize this famous melody. This was written for the Sleeping Beauty Ballet by Tchaikovsky. He was known for writing melodies that you could dance and hum to, and melodies that would stick with you. This piece, which is the Sleeping Beauty Waltz, was even used in an animated version of Sleeping Beauty and had words attached to it. And it is hard to not get up, twirl around the room when it plays, and sing those famous words, which makes it a great melody. Another famous melody was written for a film called Lord of the Rings. Throughout the film, the composer used the different melodies to introduce different characters or places. So when you heard one, you would immediately think of that character or place. Like this one, it was written about the hobbits. I have one last melody for you. Maybe not the easiest to sing along to, it does take a very high singer to hit all those notes, but it's a fun melody, and you're not gonna forget it. I always try to sing Queen of the Night aria by Mozart. I don't think it ever really works, but the attempt is very fun. The next time you listen to classical music, see if you can pick out the melody and maybe hum or dance along to it. I'm glad you could listen to some catchy and beautiful melodies with me today. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Liz Lyon with help from producer Melanie Renata. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you download podcasts.